Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we get to chat with Perry Elementary School Principal Ned Mankey about the first week of school at Perry Elementary.
Certainly been a hectic couple of weeks getting school started, and now we're a week and a half. So first, can you just kind of run through overall what the first week or so has been like?
Sure. So again, welcome back to everybody in the school year here. We've been things are off and running here at Perry Elementary School. So we've had really put all of our plans and procedures into place here that we've been working on this summer. A lot of distancing throughout the school. Signage, of course, is all over the place. Lunchrooms have changed considerably with only one grade in at a time, and then distancing out throughout the entire MPR. We've had, you know, really some good. The best part is we've had academics back, where kids are learning with teachers, and then on top of all that, we're also working through an online platform, which staff and students have been enjoying, that have chosen that online option as well.
Now, there was a positive COVID-19 case recovered in the last couple of days that led to a class being quarantined. Can you tell me just about that and all the circumstances that went into what's going on now?
Yeah, we did have a positive case turn up yesterday. And like any case that may turn up during the year, we're going to be acting rapidly on that. So we immediately, my job then was to contact, of course, our school nurse, our superintendent. We got a collaboration with Dallas County Public Health as far as what's going to happen next with that classroom. Ultimately, after the discussion, it was decided that the best course of action would be to quarantine that section of students. And so then the next step was contacting all of the families that were directly in contact with that child during the school day. After doing what they call contact tracing, that was determined that the students in that section, along with the teacher in that section, needed to be in quarantine. And so then we communicated and built we just completed early this morning our computer checkout with all of the class. So we had within 18 hours, 16 hours, we had computers in the hands of the kids at home. And so now we're working to have the online content up and running for that entire class here by 1 o'clock this afternoon.
And now with that online learning option for students now, what kind of feedback have you gotten throughout the first week from teachers, from parents, just anyone that you've spoken with over the last week or so?
Well, from teachers, you know, we are having an early dismissal each day. So that was really to provide a quality experience for folks, and so that has been key for us, is to have this time devoted where teachers can focus on that online content. So there's some really neat things going on. We have a school website that is put together that kind of compiled all the different things going on at all the grade levels. And to be fair, what kindergarten looks like looks far different from what it looks like in fifth grade. I mean, when kids gain more confidence and abilities with their computers and devices, it's honestly, the kids in fifth grade, they're extremely talented with computers and what they can do. When you're working with our lower elementary students, there's a lot of work that has to be done with those kids at home with the parent or guardian that's sitting with them and helping them navigate around with the different programs that's going on. So it is a learning process for everybody, but all in all, 1 week in, I think the online program is showing signs that this can be really effective.
And now, just from my perspective, again, and working with Clark Wicks and talked to a couple other administrators throughout the district, it's certainly been a team effort just to get school open and to get as high of a quality of education as possible while also keeping safety at the top of the priority list here. Can you kind of just highlight some of the work and effort done by yourself and the team members that are at Perry to keep this thing rolling?
Yeah, so we have a lot of meetings with different stakeholders within the school district just to be on the same page. And I think of like Mary Hillman and Paces, or Troy Griffith with transportation, Matt with our He's been doing a great job with our maintenance program and really the cleaning. We've been having all these different sometimes individual meetings and sometimes collaborative whole group meetings so that we're all on the same page communicating together. To do this, and do any school year, but especially this year, it is a complete team effort. My role is to be a leader for the building and to be in an academic engagement and doing all those things with our students to make sure that they're learning and make sure our teachers have the resources they need to do their thing. And it's been awesome to have people back in the buildings and working with students again so that we can do that stuff in real time. Because in my opinion, the best learning does happen when there's able to have that instant feedback right there with their teacher. And then, as we're trying to build the online component and make that a strong program as well, that's just taking a lot of creative thinking on the part of our teachers and our instructional coaches, and as well as the administrators in the other buildings, that when they find out something good that's working with their teachers, they're sharing it down here with me and Mr. Marzen so we can get it out to our staff. Truly a collaborative effort, and it's been led by Mr. Wicks from the top there, our superintendent, who has kind of set the tone for all of us.
Well, awesome. Sounds like a lot of great things going on, and what's sure to be another successful school year underway. Is there anything that I forgot to mention or anything else you'd like to highlight while I have you here?
I always like to say a shout-out to some of our new teachers. So we have some new teachers working this year. We have Chloe Van Ingen, who's a new kindergarten teacher. Annika Krieg is a first-grade teacher. All these are in their first year teaching here. Nicole Rohner is teaching in second grade. Molly Mikowski is a fourth-grade teacher. We have Brooke Duncan that's helping us out with special education in first grade. And then we have Paige Schmidt, who's working with our ESL students in fifth grade as well as the high school. So we've been very thankful for the hard work our new staff is providing as they're getting their feet under them in what is going to shape up to be a very memorable school year.
And that was our conversation with Perry Elementary School Principal Ned Mankey about the first week of the Perry school year. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.